to send us on our way. Words from Paul's letter to the church in Rome, the 12th chapter, beginning at the 9th verse. Instructions for holy living. Let your love be genuine. Hate what is evil. Hold fast to what is good. Love one another with mutual affection. Outdo one another in showing honour. Do not be lacking in zeal. Be ardent in spirit. Serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in suffering. Persevere in prayer. Contribute to the needs of the saints. Extend hospitality to strangers. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Do not claim to be wiser than you are. Do not repay anyone evil for evil, but take thought for what is noble in the sight of all. If it is possible, so far as it depends on you, live peacefully and peaceably with all. Beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave room for the wrath of God, for it is written, "Vengeance is mine, I will repay," says the Lord. So know, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. For by doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head. Brothers and sisters, do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. And so God the Father, who appeared to Moses and called us to a holy life, enfold us and the world in his everlasting arms. Christ our Redeemer, who now sits at God's right hand, give us courage and grant us peace. Holy Spirit, who is sent and who sends us, give wisdom, that we may continue to navigate these times. And the blessing of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, remain and be with us, and make us holy, always. Amen. Brothers and sisters, in Jesus Christ, go from this holy place inspired. Go from this holy place renewed. Go from this holy place with the Spirit of God alongside, within and all around you. Go from this holy place a holy child and ambassador of the living God. Amen.